Articles by Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Piller. The Ministry of Intercession and Travail, Part 1 of 3. You have been hearing a lot about prayer lately. The tabernacle pattern of prayer, the Jabez prayer. So as we continue to call our flesh into submission to the call of the Holy Spirit, to pray with your family and stand in the gap for the storm that is already upon us. Let's take a walk in the deeper waters of intercession and travail. They are not taught much these days, but God would not have us ignorant of his ways. As an athlete prepares, you will need to study to show yourself prepared and willing to heed his call. John 16:20-22. Verily I say unto you, a woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for the joy that a man is born into the world. Let us lay a foundation of prayer. There is petition prayer, confession prayer, intercession, praise and thanksgiving, and adoration. Please note that travailing prayer is another level of intercessory prayer. It is said that prayer is in our lives what fuel is to an engine. Intercession is a step up from prayer, like adding a supercharger. Intercession is praying God's heart into a specific situation, or standing in the gap on behalf of a person or region who is in need of God's mercy and grace. God is looking for intercessors, his children, who will believe him and continue to pray no matter how they feel or how big the problem looks. Intercessory prayer warriors are believers who are willing to lay down their lives for their brothers and sisters. They act as an intermediary between the person and God for a precise reason. Jesus is our example as he sits continually at the right hand of the Father, forever making intercession for us. Travail requires the spiritual strength to bear the child, the fight and its full assault, to push through the birthing process into the supernatural realm of God, breaking the barrier that is preventing the breakthrough of someone or something. The fact is, the call has gone out to you to begin praying for your families. That's why you've been listening. Many of you have answered that call, but too many are still on the banks of the river, hesitating about walking into the deeper waters of God. But if you're still reading this, I hope you can still come to realize the ultimacy and the urgency of his call, and that before it is too late. And I pray you do not undervalue the power of your spirit praying with the power of a community of prayer warriors, united in intercession for God's children. The Lord knew exactly how many people would hear the message of prayer that has been going out lately. Many of you would pray, but a few would have the call of an intercessor who would stand in the gap for the storm that is leaving scorched earth behind it. Some of you have had an inner ache for God's divine purpose in your life, and for you, this is it. Don't miss your calling in God's call. I pray your spirit will come alive as you read this three-part series on prayer and intercession, knowing that it is not my voice, but the voice of the Holy Spirit that calls us to the forefront of the battle, to intercede and give birth to the revelation and liberty, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. Douglas MacArthur said the reason for failures in war is it was too late. Too late for realizing the mortal danger. Too late for pulling the allies together to fight. It was too late. And even though this is not a spiritual context, It is very much what's happening in our world today as people remain separated, too listless and too lazy when it comes to persevering in prayer. People need to press through the labor of their faith into the marvelous things that Christ would do through them. Intercessors take it to an entirely different level, like playing high school ball versus being in college and then the pros. Finally, God is calling out an army, but it will be your choice to join him. We face another day today to choose who we will follow. Two are better than one. A three-stranded cord is not easily broken. We are the army of Christ. We cannot allow too late to happen to our obedience to his call. Gather the troops, your children, and your family of believers and pray together. Know that the power of his Holy Spirit does not hide behind a veil. It is there before you in his word, and it will come alive if you will but bend your knee in obedience to his calling. Tomorrow, we swim into the deeper waters of intercession and travail. Lord, open their eyes and ears so that they might hear your voice before it is too late. I pray that you have a Jesus-filled day.